been a blight on this, you know, you poor women have to live up to her, you know.
And well, I think it is a lot of work. I've seen some blog postings and some things on Facebook, and moms talking about, I have to do all the work. But, you know, there are husbands, like my husband, who kind of really get into it, and they take responsibility for putting up the spread and making sure, you know, things are there and what types of beer is available.
Oh, yeah.
So there are dads who can get involved in that process.
Well, you're lucky enough to have one.
I am lucky enough.
You're lucky. But you know what? I always like the, you know, the house parties where people, you know, bring over stuff. Everybody brings, well, what is your, oh, you do the, you know, the five-layer dip. Come on over. You're invited. Oh, chili? Yep, bring that. So it's nice when everybody shares.
It is nice, and obviously bringing something different, and I think that's helpful. And you know, obviously doing the chilies or the, you know, sliced fruits and vegetables, and just having something fun, I think is a good thing.
You know, that's one side, and then of course there's the other side, like my friend Everyday Evan, who likes to sequester himself in the basement. Please don't talk to me. I'm going to be analyzing every minute of every game,
taking notes.
At halftime, you may be able to smuggle me a sandwich, but don't bother me otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the kids will watch. My kids will watch it, but if they start to get loud
or start
talking, they get booted upstairs.
Yeah, they get entrance to the man cave has been denied. You must now be banished to upstairs.
Hey, I'm interested to see how many kids will stay up that late.
10 o'clock is a little late because I don't know about you, but any time I'm nice or there's something going on that requires. You know, a 7-8-year-old to be staying up that late, you pay for it the next day.
Yeah, it is tricky.
It's amazing how they can't get to sleep, but darn, they can't get up the next day either.
But of course, there'll be several women across, you know, this country who will be going to Target on that morning.
Well,
checking out the new line for Target.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to give you the award for best segue of the day right there, Anne Marie, because that's something else. Thought Target learned their lesson with the, what was the design of the Merriman a little bit ago?
So remember, you recall, Missoni, who's another popular designer from Italy, and they had an affordable line at Target, and the day that they launched, all their websites crashed, people were like swarming the stores. I know in New York City, there was like miles and a 4-hour-long wait. Here in Massachusetts, it was pretty zooey as well, and everything was gone that day. Nothing left on the shelf.
It was totally amazing, wasn't it? People were buying
stuff.
They had no idea what.
They talked about it. Was this a PR stunt? And now nothing's available, and all things are going on eBay. So it'll be interesting to see this designer, Jason Wu, which launches February 5th.
Ooh.
Now, in stores and online, to see what the reaction will be to these items as well.
Now, do you know much about him? He's not the guy that designed.
The First Lady's gown.
I was going to say, I hate myself for even knowing this. I've been reading too much People magazine.
I think he was a little not well known back then, and then when he designed
Michelle Obama's, gown that you
were in. Very popular. And the fact that now he has a line, an affordable line at Target, says it all.
Now, is he all clothing? We won't be running in there to buy his line of sheets or bedding or cookware.
There are some shoes and I think it's mostly accessories, bags, and clothing. Like Missoni had like other home elements as well, and I don't think he has home elements. I could be wrong though.
Now, do you see this as a trend now that is, you know, designers saying, you know what, just because it has a designer label or I'm a designer, doesn't mean that you have to, you know, mortgage the house to be able to buy a piece of clothing.
It's a way for designers to come, you know, kind of reach the mass audiences. So, you know, so many people could not afford a dress from either of these designers.
Oh, exactly.
But it just makes it an affordable. I want to say everything in the Jason Wu line is under $59, dresses. So it's just
good.
A way for the masses to be able to afford a designer look, kind of like their second tier type of clothing.
You know, I was thinking back, and this whole thing kind of got kick-started when, what is the name of the store? HMV? Is that it?
H&M.
Thank you so much. When they started, coming into this country, because they were big in Europe first, and they kind of opened the door for this sort of thing that, you know, you could get a designer look or a trendy look and not have to pay the gazillion dollars that normally you would have to pay.
H&M is great because they have a lot of very trendy items, very inexpensive. They also, Karl Lagerfeld actually had a line there as well. So they also have very high-end designers do an affordable line there. Anytime I wear anything that I've bought from H&M, someone comments on it. Whether whether it's the $5 ring that I've worn or the fur, the $14 fur vest. I mean, everyone has commented.
It's kind of a cool store. Not that we're getting paid for them, and they should be advertising H&M. Come on.
They should be advertising on my website. No, it's great. I mean, it's just a fun way. You go in there, and you see very unique items, and you don't have to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, you you got to look. Though, don't you think? You know, you got to be discriminating in what you buy.
I mean, obviously, you know, these bright colors are still in for the spring as well. So you have to kind of say, do I really look good in that bright yellow? Well, let me try a scarf and see if that will work.
Maybe let me go get a spray tan first and then see how it looks. Yeah.
But it is fun. It is fun to experiment. I think for, you know, folks that aren't looking to purchase like a $1,000 dress could maybe get, you know, a fun dress from Jason Wu at Target for maybe $30. I think that's a fun way to experiment.
Yeah, good stuff. And, you know, just remember that little black dress never goes out of style.
Absolutely.
You know, you have two of them and just rotate them.
Well, you know, if people notice what I wear during the winter season, I do a lot of leggings.
Oh, yeah?
And my husband said the other day I threw on this sweater vest looking, very furry looking vest. He's like, what are you doing? Where are you going in that thing? I said, well, if you notice, I'm wearing the same exact thing I wear every day. My black shirt, my black leggings, and then I just throw something on top of it.
Oh, you're giving us all your secrets now today.
So he's like, what that thing? You're too dressed up. Where are you going? I'm like, I'm going downstairs to my office to work.
There you go. See, I would be in my sweatpants and a T-shirt, but...
Anne-Marie, I mean, it is hard to work from home.
There you go.
You know, as moms, though, I feel like I need to get dressed up.
That's right.
In order to focus and you know, I think it's a mental thing for me.
You're never going to, you never know who you're going to...
I can't work in my PJs. I can't do it?
No, can't do it. And you never know who you're going to run into at the supermarket, so you got to look good.
Yes.
Anne-Marie, if people want to find out more, trendymommies.com is the website. I know that we've got school vacation just around the corner. Maybe next time we'll talk about, it's a good time to start thinking about how you're going to keep the kids occupied.
Right, on a staycation, absolutely.
Staycations are all the rule these days. Anne-Marie, thanks so much. Go Patriots!
We'll talk soon.
All right, take care. Anne-Marie Selden, trendymommies.com, always a regular contributor here at 980 WCAP. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got much more to get to on this Tuesday edition as we round out January. Can you believe it? And I was just outside. More sunshine.